Members of the Dorchester Fire Department have completed training on a new piece of equipment. A 2022 Argo Aurora 850 was purchased this year with funds from the Dorchester Firefighters Association and the Village of Dorchester. The vehicle cost nearly $36,000 plus taxes and fees and will be used for off-road operations, including marsh grass fires. Dorchester Fire Chief Greg Parsons says the Argo is a welcome new tool.
But we mainly bought it for off-road rescue. You can use it for forest fires, you can use it for grass fires, anything off-road, whether it's on the marsh or in the woods. You can put a stretcher on it to bring a patient out of the woods or out, up off the marsh or whatever. And you can also like tow a small trailer if you have to bring a pump into the woods where there's a forest fire. It just saves a lot of manpower. This piece of equipment is really nice.
Partridge says the Argo will be able to move firefighters to where they need to be faster in areas where they previously relied on foot. And the speed comes in handy, especially when dealing with fire.
You're humping everything into it, like your backpacks and everything. You can put two or three people on this and get them ahead of the fire, whether it's a forest fire or grass fire. We can get ahead of the fire and slow it down or turn it in a different direction a lot faster than doing it on foot.
Partridge says the Argo also seemed like a good choice because other area fire departments do not already have one. Fire departments rely on mutual aid agreements, meaning each department can rely on calling in help and equipment from neighboring departments.
The departments around us have different pieces of equipment, and no one has one of these. So we thought we'd do something that we could use for, to help out other departments as well, right?
The purchase was approved by the Village of Dorchester back in 2021 and cost-shared with the Dorchester Firefighters Association, who paid roughly half of the cost after fundraising efforts in the community, such as the weekly NB Firefighters 50-50 draw. Partridge says the 50-50, in which different fire departments in the province compete against each other for the biggest uptake, has been successful during the pandemic, but he's looking forward to the department getting back into more in-person fundraisers in the future.